Good morning. Low clouds held tough in some places while other areas cleared out overnight across interior New York and New England. So many places have dropped back below freezing early this morning. Others stayed in the middle 30s. Regardless, a chilly northwest breeze is persisting behind the upper level low that continues to depart over the Canadian Maritimes. It'll be a dry day today, and as the low clouds tend to break up, we'll have more in the way of sunshine throughout the morning and especially into the afternoon hours. And the temperature will wind up about 10 degrees below normal, with highs averaging in the middle 40s. Though with that northwest breeze, it'll feel cooler even with the sun out through the afternoon hours. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be clear to partly cloudy. It'll be another chilly night, with low temperatures back below freezing in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For Friday, it looks like high pressure will keep it dry, although clouds will begin to increase from the southwest ahead of a developing storm. With partly sunny skies, highs will be in the upper 40s, still well below average. That storm system will emerge along the eastern seaboard late Friday night and work its way up the coast during the day Saturday while intensifying. Clouds will thicken Friday night, and there is a good chance of a cold rain developing by sunrise on Saturday, especially south of I-90. During the day on Saturday, precipitation will overspread the entire region and fall heavily at times, and all the while, a strong fetch off of the Atlantic Ocean will keep it damp and raw throughout the day. Temperatures will find their way into the lower 40s for afternoon highs. In the higher terrain on Saturday, enough cold air could be generated by the upper level disturbance to produce some wet snow in the Catskills, but especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where some of the ski areas could pick up several inches of snow into Saturday night. As the disturbance continues to work its way through for the second half of the weekend, it will be unsettled on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered rain showers and highs in the middle and upper 40s. The persistent upper level trough will remain over us with scattered rain and snow showers on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s before we start a drying trend on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper level low is expected to intensify and move from the Four Corners region into the Plains and Mississippi Valley over the next couple of days. At the same time, a storm system will move eastward along the Gulf Coast. This system could be strengthened by the mid-level energy from what was formerly Willa and remnant moisture from Willa, as well as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, will create widespread rain. There's a marginal risk of flash flooding along the Gulf Coast, where thunderstorms could create even higher rainfall rates. Generally, 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected from this system. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking a large area of disturbed weather over the central tropical Atlantic Ocean that is associated with a broad area of low pressure located about 950 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. This system has become better organized in the last 48 hours with increased thunderstorm activity. Although the low's circulation is still not well defined, this disturbance is expected to move northward over the next couple of days into an area where environmental conditions are forecast to be favorable for development, and a tropical or subtropical depression or storm is most likely to form on Friday or Saturday. After that time, the system is forecast to turn west, well to the northeast of the Lesser Antilles, through early next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 47, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 30, 73% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10, and the barometer at 30.12 and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, breezy, lower 50s, Boston increasing sunshine, breezy, near 50, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 49 degrees, the low 37, the average temperature 43, that's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.73 inches for the month and 34.61 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high, 77, set in 1963, and the record low, 19, in 1981. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:57 p.m. 10 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including the Litchfield Hills and the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, upper 40s. Cloudy, breezy with a cold rain Saturday. Wet snow in the mountains, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and cool Sunday and Monday with scattered rain showers, upper 40s and lower 50s. Scattered rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, upper 40s Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds, low 40s Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.